WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Hey, UIS, mobile.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
AMA, JD, monitoring.
JD, okay.
AMA, JD, sorry, I didn't catch the caller. Could you come again, please? I heard a station calling back. I'm sorry I didn't catch the call. Could you come again with that, please? CMHBAD, clear and monitoring.
C8LKV, Bob here.
W-C-8-L-K-V, Bob, K-M-A-G-A-V, this is Dan. How are you this afternoon?
Just trying to keep warm. Stay out of the snow. How about you?
Yeah, about the same. Just got out of work a little bit ago, and on my way home trying to get out of this mess called East Lansing and get back to my home base in St. John. So hopefully the roads will be a little bit better this afternoon than they were this morning.
Yeah, I'm down here in Swartz Creek. Just outside of Flint. In the process of playing around with my new 5100 and just got a headset, Bluetooth headset. Charge it up, get ready to see how that thing works.
Oh, awesome. Is that like a Baofeng or a Yaesu?
Yeah, it's an add-on. You plug it in, you got to take the cover off and plug a little module in there. It's not cheap. Between that and the headset's about $200, but I'm charging the headset right now. I haven't even set it up yet. I got to wait. It says it takes about 3 hours to charge it up, so we'll see what happens.
Hey, if it works. Those headsets are pretty nice right here. One of these days I want to get a Bluetooth speaker mic too, because my HT doubles is my mobile, but yeah, wow. You know, ham radio, I've discovered, can become quite an expensive hobby.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm looking at about $2,000 sitting on the desk right here in front of me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I haven't got that far yet. I think, I don't know how my wife would feel about that. She supports my hobby, but I don't know if it's to the two grand worth. But you know what? You build that stuff over time, I guess.
Well, I'm getting back into it. I was into it years ago when I got out. My wife passed away in July, and so I just me. So yeah, I got a 7300 here. Haven't even fired it up yet. The antenna's still in the box. So I got two icons, one for the car and one for the base.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your wife, I'm glad to hear you're getting back into the hobby again. And, those are some nice radios for sure. When were you in it before?
I think I had Lincolns before. I can't even remember. It's been a while, but I know the one I had before was all band, but I switched it out this time. I got the 7300 and I got the 5100 for the 2 meter 440.
Oh yeah, those are definitely nice. I haven't brought myself to plop the money down for a Yaesu yet, but actually I do have a Yaesu 2600M. That's my it's a mobile. It's my base. It's up to 13.5 volt power supply. Yeah, 13.5, and got a J pole on my roof at home. So, but that's strictly a 2 meter rig. But that's mostly what I use. I don't know if I use the 440 much. I guess there's some traffic out there around here, but I don't get into using it. Most of the stuff Like, I frequent this repeater and the 145.39, which is an Okemos on the WKAR tower, and that's about it. I like the fact that this repeater is linked, and I can talk to people in Quartz Creek.
Yeah, QSL, KCNL, KV. Yeah, I went nuts. I went heady, hard heavy. I don't know if you've seen those before. Shark M1Ks, have you seen those?
KM8DAD. No, I haven't.
Well, you got to get you one of them. Made by these... Scott, what is it called? Shark. He's just hanging around your neck. Get the digital repeaters, the reflectors, and talk anywhere.
Oh, that's probably a nice gadget. Yeah, I'm just learning about DMR, and I think I'm kind of getting the hang of how it works. And that's one thing I might. I can't remember what Southland model is. Southland finally cleaning up their radios that I found. They're finally getting them close to specially clean from what I hear. I just got a mini and I got a GT 5R, which is supposed to be the FCC certified UV 5R. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I've got just kind of getting into the idea of just having the hot spots and whatnot and just, you know, using the repeaters for that stuff. But, man, that's a learning curve.
Oh, yeah. I got a friend of mine to help me out, so that's what I need to help. But it's pretty cool. It's made by Shark RF. Somebody in Sweden developed it, I guess. And, I put that Terma hotspot on my phone or the Wi-Fi in the house, wherever I'm at. Talk anywhere.
That's cool. Yeah, I never considered using the hotspot on the phone. Never even thought about that, but I guess you could do that. I mean, I use my phone for EchoLink.
Yeah, my T-Mobile is unlimited hotspot, so I just turn it on. Right now I'm on in a house, I just use the Wi-Fi. But I got fiber optics at home, so it's pretty fast. But it's pretty sweet. I think they see the thing hanging around your neck, and they think it's a heart monitor or something. I said, no, it's a radio.
See, it makes a great conversation piece. And, that's good that you got unlimited hotspot. We're on consumer cellular, so on the family plan, we're limited to 50 gigs. You can't even buy more data. You're just maxed out. And we got the T-Mobile home internet, which I love. I don't even know if we have fiber in our neighborhood yet, I try to use Wi-Fi whenever I can, but yeah, that's something I never even thought of, is using the hotspot on the phone.
Right. Yeah, I can do it on this 5100, but I have to do it a different way. I'm still settled. I don't know how to do that yet. You have to have a different type of hotspot for some reason to use the D-Star on my 5100. But I haven't figured it out yet. But I will. Somebody help me.
Yeah, and that's the thing about digital. It's all proprietary. Now, it's front of my brain. I can't think of what the AZ digital protocol is. I know what it's called, and I just can't think of it right now.
Yeah, they got the All-Star, B-Star, I don't know, there's several ones out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just came to the Fusion. That's what I'm thinking of. I think that's the one that you're using.
You can do Echolink on that mic, that M1KE2.
Now that would be cool, because I'd like to use Echolink in the car, but I know, you know, it's kind of a weird thing that, you know, how some radio operation is exempt from the hands-free rule, but you can't fiddle with your phone in the car, but I don't know what the rule is if you're fiddling with your phone to access the Echolink, which is an amateur radio protocol.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You got them on sale right now, I think. They're not that much cheaper, but on the website, I've seen them. They're still $300 and some bucks, so.
Oh, man, too rich for my blood right now, but, we chat again. You'll have to let me know how it's working out, because I'm always interested in new gadgets and such.
That's my problem. That's my problem, too. I got to have it. Go big or go home, I guess. Yeah, I got a lot of gadgets here. Okay, see you now, Katie.
KMA-CAD. Yep, I know. It could be an expensive hobby. I'm studying for my general. If I can just concentrate enough to get all the way through the course. But meanwhile, I bought a 10-meter rig. Old radio shaft rig looks like brand new. That the president of our club sold me for real, real cheap. And I just need an antenna to get that set up, inverted V or whatever. The only problem is I can't climb ladders. I have a little problem with vertigo and diabetes and blood pressure drops, and so I have to have people help me out with that stuff. But it'd be nice to be able to use that and just, you know, under the tech privileges, just be able to do some 10-meter stuff to get started on that. Yeah, you know, I mean, I love 2-meter. 2-meter is my favorite, but yeah, it'd be nice to play with 10-meter and see what it does.
Yeah, same here. 2 meters is good for me, but it's fun on HF too. But I can't do ladders. I don't need nothing. I just turned 80 years old, so I'm not doing none of that stuff. but my antenna I just bought. It's a ground-mounted vertical, so it just sticks in the ground. Just don't have grandkids out there when you're transmitting.
Oh, yeah. I think you don't have a homeowners association.
Put a light out here. Transmitting, get away.
Yeah, well, I just got the J-pole up on the two-car roof, and I have to get it there. And so far, I think our homeowners association is pretty much kind of disbanded. They just want to do it every year, and they don't care what you do.
Yeah, I don't have that issue. That's pretty. I'm in a subdivision, but it's an older subdivision. We don't have no association. But when I moved here 30 years ago, there was a TV tower there. So I took advantage of it, took the TV antenna down, got a diamond dual bander up there. Oh, probably about 30 feet, maybe. I don't know. That's it. You know, I had a ground mounted once before, and I sold all my equipment. Now I got to start all over again.
You sell all that stuff, and then but you know, it's all updated anyway. I think the older equipment, I mean, that stuff was built to last, and stuff today is just but with all the protocols, everything that's changed, start over.
You must be getting away. I still hear you, but you're getting a little scratchy.
Yeah, probably get out of range. Repeaters, I think, south side of Lansing, top of the I might have to back out here, but then I'm probably going to do it.
All right, nice talking to you. I better sign with you while I can still hear you. I got some things to do in here. Anyways, I'm just checking on. Heard something on the radio, I thought I'd come back to you. Have a good night. I don't hear you from you again. Have a Merry Christmas. 73's KCLKV.
We don't have yet.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF80WL.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.